We'll hear charges in Frank case Monday. The Atlanta Journal. Saturday, the 16th of May, 1914, page 1, column 5. Coercion of witnesses, perjury, and bribery. Charges to be discussed. The veneer of 36 members from which the 23 grand jurors who will make the probe of the charges and countercharges of perjury, bribery, and coercion of witnesses in the Frank case has been drawn. The new grand jury will be impaneled on Monday morning, and then Judge Ben H. Hill, of the Criminal Division of the Superior Court, will deliver his charge, ordering a probe of the Frank case. Probably the first case to be taken up will be the C.B. Ragsdale affidavit. Ragsdale has sworn that he was paid $200 to make an affidavit, saying that he heard a Negro identified later as Jim Conley confess to the crime a few days after Mary Fagan was murdered. The veneer, from which the grand jury will be chosen, contains the names of a number of prominent citizens and is as follows: St. Elmo Massengale, Henry Lewis, H.W.B. Glover, H.M. Ash, George E. Argard, H.K. Taylor, C.E. Caverly, J.A. Perdue, R.J. Rice, G.S. Pryor, Guy Mitchell, W.O. Peary, F.J. Merriman, B.F. Burdett, J.K.P. Carlton, G.I. Walker, John A. Minor, C.B. Walker, R.M. Otterly, George Winship, Jr., J.J. Haverty, B.L. Willingham, E.F. Chambliss, S.W. Heron, J.J. Hudson, W.E. Adamson, J.M. McGee, Edwin P. Ansley, J.M. Suttles, James Bell, E. Rivers, R.A. Sims, E. Lucky, Lloyd B. Parks, and W.H. Adkins.